Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. The Historical Society began many years ago in 1970. President James Lynston at the time presided over the fourth annual meeting of the Lake Chelan Historical Society. More than 6,000 persons had signed the guest register at that time. They were from such places as Germany, Africa, South America, Canada, and other places. Sim Beeson, the secretary, reported on the remodeling program which took place that winter. The roof had been resealed and a new sidewalk installed. Speakers gave some highlights of the origin of Manson. For example, Indian families were granted 640 acres of land by an act of the federal government in 1883. The first Apple Blossom Festival was held in a pavilion situated on the lake. In 1921 is when that happened, but it was not until 1928 that an Apple Blossom Queen was selected. She was Ruby Phelps Brown. Manson also had a town band of 18 members, and after being taken over by the late L.E. Thrash, it numbered 75 members plus 40 beginners, which he instructed. The Indians held rodeos at Wapato Point, where the band performed. Wapato Point was part of the allotment to the Peter Wapato family. In 1904, Mrs. Bowie and her son Forrest came from Iowa. The family settled at Chelan Falls, where Mrs. Bowie taught all 8 grades in a one-room schoolhouse. There were 9 grain warehouses on the east side of the river, with wheat coming as far away as Mansfield in wagons pulled by 4-horse teams. It was then loaded onto steamboats and transported to Wenatchee. The first ferry was owned by individuals, then taken over in succession until the Beebe Bridge was built in 1919. The first orchards were planted in 1909 and 1910. It was not until 1912 that the first water was pumped for irrigation from power supplied by Chelan Falls Flour Mill. Later, water was taken from Chelan River Gorge and delivered through the PUD surge tank since the Chelan Dam was built. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.